This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Wednesday. Let's get through the middle of the week. Yes, reminder, today is Wednesday. Yesterday was Tuesday.
Struggling to remember that.
Hannah many times was like, oh man, this Monday is kicking my Monday butt. And we're like, well, it's already Tuesday. We got that going for us. Kevin's got a good news story, though, coming your way. What's coming up,
Kevin? Yeah, I got a good news story about a guy who celebrated his 100th birthday, and how he did it is going to astonish all of you.
All right, we'll find out how next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I hope I am this active when I turn 100, because World War II veteran Jimmy Hernandez went skydiving to celebrate his 100th birthday.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
His family and friends, they showed up to watch him. They saw from the ground. They describe him as a dynamo. He said he knows he's 100 years old, but he's never felt like it.
Yeah.
Because he's got a secret to his longevity. It is always taking your medication, and at 5 p.m. every day, a shot of tequila.
Really?
No way. What?
I'm going to do a shot of tequila today at 5 o'clock.
Man, that sounds horrible.
This guy has got
whatever
it going on.
Whatever he's doing
on.
Is working.
Man, I'll tell you what. So happy birthday, Jimmy, and thank you for your service.
Shout out, Jimmy.
Happy birthday, Jimmy. Cheers.
Yeah.
The polls are open.
Poll today on the Brett Megas Show. If you could look into the future, would you? Someone comes up to you and says, Hannah, I hold in this crystal ball your future. Are you looking away or are you looking into it?
I am so anxious and so nosy. I don't know how I couldn't look into it.
All right.
It would almost like be a little sad because whatever, but I...
Really sad? You think your future's sad? Looking into my future is
well,
sad.
No, because then I would like never drop it. Like I know I would
yeah,
never drop it.
Yeah, I almost think it would make you more anxious,
like,
Hannah.
Yeah, I think it would. I wouldn't want to do it.
Really?
Yeah, I think of the Cyclops in the movie Kroll. Where all
okay.
these Cyclops, they had, yes, exactly.
Interesting
but they had,
reference,
they
but okay.
had the power to see the future, but all they could see is their own death. And if they tried
Ooh,
to
I
change
don't know that,
if they tried to change it, they had a painful death. I don't want to see the future because I'll try to
it's
change
like a horrific
it.
Movie.
I feel
no,
like
it was
the,
great. It had the glaive. It was awesome.
The exciting part of life is not knowing what's coming. So you would ruin all of that if you saw into the future.
I'm too curious. I would check too. Like, I think we all say
I'm just
that.
Nosy.
Yeah, I think we all say that. But then all of a sudden someone's holding that crystal ball. And you're like, give me this thing. All right, let me see it.
If it was a crystal ball in front of you, AB, that said, this is your future husband, all the details.
Oh, I would not want to know. Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
I
know.
That takes away all of the fun of everything.
I want to know more for AB to see if he's really out there.
Yeah. They may or may not
the
be.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
But first, we got to find out what's trending. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline, and Hannah either tells me, yeah, keep it moving or tell me more. Like, I got to tell her about her own relationship. This is the number one thing when they ask wives, what do you wish your husband would do more of?
The only thing I can guess of is, like, spend more time with me?
No. Future planning. Planning thoughtful surprises was the top answer. You said that you wish your boyfriend would do that more. It's like, plan a thoughtful surprise in the future, be forward thinking, get on it, men.
He's a in the now thinker.
Yes, a lot of guys are. Number two was more compliments. Number three was laughter. And number four was clean the house, men. Hmm. Powerball jackpot is now $1.3 billion after Monday nights.
Love me some gambling.
Well, here's some gambling statistics. If you are the lucky ticket holder, Hannah, who loves to gamble, you have 1 in 292 million odds of winning this.
Hey, if you don't win... Or if you can't...
If you don't play...
There we go.
You can't win.
You can't even say it, so you're not going to win.
If you can't say it...
If you can't say it, you can't win.
You can't win.
Yeah.
Damn.
Find yourself in a good mood this morning? It's probably because of football.
No, it's not. Keep it moving.
Guys, it's because of this science, all right?
When is that coming?
What? Football?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Oh.
I mean, college football is back this past weekend. That's what they're saying. Like, people can feel the energy of football is back. People are excited. That's what makes people feel good. I love how you skipped the story, but then you're like kind of curious. Like, maybe do I? What is football?
I'm just scared because I almost cussed.
Okay. a man goes to extreme lengths to abandon his family.
That's horrible. Keep it moving.
Okay.
Who wrote that story?
What?
Why would someone write a story about that?
I mean, are you just passing the story? Now you want more details of the story?
No, keep moving.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Ellen, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm good. Hannah, are you okay over there? Hannah's like sneezing.
I'm a little sick, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
She just blew her nose in my direction.
Yeah,
so.
What's going on here, Ellen?
I had a wad of toilet paper to cover it up. Sorry.
Okay, good.
Ellen, do you think you could beat Hannah when she's off her game?
I hope so.
All right, cool. So, Ellen, tell Hannah to leave the room because she's sick.
Hannah, you got to leave the room. You're sick.
I like that. Yeah, get the hell on here. She has a whole roll of toilet paper. That's super awkward. All right, Ellen. She's gone, so thank God for that. We're going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You got to get more right than Hannah for Hannah's homeschool, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. What tennis tournament is currently happening right now? What major tennis tournament is currently happening?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
Want to just take a guess? You know any tennis tournaments?
No.
All right.
Tennis. I was going to say professional tennis.
Professional tennis open. The professional tennis open. Yeah. It's the 50th anniversary of this movie where the quote came, "Think we're going to need a bigger boat." What movie? What movie do they have to need a really big boat? Came out 50 years ago.
Titanic? I don't know.
That makes sense.
If we had a bigger boat, we wouldn't have hit that iceberg, I swear.
Yeah.
Taylor, celebrating one of the Chief's wives' 30th birthday in Nashville. Whose wife just turned 30? Who was it?
Mahomes. I don't know. Brittany or...
Yeah, hey, there you go. Yeah, you got it. You got actually the whole name.
Oh.
All right. We're on the board. What is the name of the Office spinoff that comes out tomorrow? There's an Office spinoff that comes out tomorrow.
Paper?
Yes, there we go. And then who plays Michael Scott in the Office?
Steve Carell.
All right.
Hey, all right.
Way to finish strong. Yes. 3 for 3 at the end. All right. After a rough start, we finished 3 out of 5. We're going to bring Hannah back into the room with her toilet paper and see if she can get 3 out of 5 correct, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah walking back into the room with a wad of toilet paper, who clearly has a...
Ew, that makes me sound disgusting.
I know, post-Labor Day, you are. I'm just giving
hey!
You, I'm just giving
I
you
have a runny nose, not dirty butt. What?
I think she's just saying, like, what else did you use toilet paper for?
You're making it worse on yourself.
Oh my gosh. If Hannah couldn't get worse, she decided to figure out a way. Hannah and her dirty butt.
Back Stop!
To play Hannah's homeschool. Ellen just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. Ellen, tell her how many you got right.
I got 3 right.
All right. Hopefully you need that toilet paper to wipe away tears, Hannah.
Yeah, there we go.
Because we want Ellen to win. Got to get at least a 3 out of 5 to win. Hannah, tie does go towards Hannah's record. Here we go. 5 pop culture questions. What tennis tournament is currently happening?
U.S. Open.
That is correct. You're a big sports girl now. Mm-hmm. Look at you. It's the 50th anniversary of this movie where the quote, "Think we're going to need a bigger boat," came from?
Jaws?
Jaws! Yes.
Wow, okay.
Ellen started off 0 for 2 and then finished strong, so the fact that you got the first two is really promising.
Well, Ellen said
Titanic, and I think we like that. So
we did like Titanic.
They did need a bigger boat.
Yeah. Taylor, celebrating one of the Chiefs' wives' 30th birthday in Nashville, who was it?
Brittany Mahomes.
What is the name of the Office spinoff that comes out tomorrow?
The Rec Room. That's probably better than what they did name it.
It's called Paper.
Okay. Who made that?
Yeah, it's why dumb. Would you think
That's
they named...
That's just straight up lazy.
Why do they think they named it Paper?
Dunlermith.
There we go.
That's a question, but you got that right.
Yeah.
I bet you get some extra credit. Who plays Michael Scott in The Office? One of the most iconic characters of all time, Hannah.
I know. I can see him. He's just... I want to say... Jim Carrey, but that's not right.
Yeah, no.
Oh my god, the reaction.
Yeah, right, no. The judgment in that.
I know. Yeah. I mean, he probably is one of the top 3 most iconic, maybe 5.
I know his name. I know his face. I know his voice. But for some reason, his name is slipping my mind.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Nice.
I know who he is.
One. Give me a final answer.
She's just staring at Brett.
I know. We do a radio show. Need an answer.
Give me a letter.
No, how many hints do you need? If the answer is Steve Carell, you already won. Steve Carell is the answer.
You
do not
that.
Get the point. 3 out of 5. You tied her. You actually reversed. You went 3 for 3 in the beginning, where she had won 3 for 3 at the end.
Still a dub, though.
Still a dub. Gets the win. Ellen, you got to say, this is Ellen. I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Ellen. I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
right, for couples in their 20s, there is a 35% chance they argue about this once a month. The Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Think you can get it, Hannah? You're a couple in your 20s. What do you argue about once a month?
Maybe, like, splitting time with friends.
Friends. All right.
I'm going to say using the phone. They use it too much.
Oh, you're always on your phone together.
Out.
Yeah.
I'm going to say they argue about whether or not they should go out or stay in.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Can't figure out, like, what we're doing for the night? No one got it correct. Up for grabs still. Mm. For couples in their 20s, there's a 35% chance they'll argue about this once a month. 855-444-MEGA to text in your Mega Mind question of the day. Guess 855-444-6342. The answer's coming our way next.
Mega Mind.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. For couples in their 20s, there's a 35% chance they argue about this once a month.
The text line has some pretty valid arguments. Jennifer says...
Some valid ones we fight about.
Yes. Jennifer says where they want to eat. That's always a battle.
Yeah.
Paul says who's paying the bill. The musician family texted in and said visiting family.
Like, it is family. Related.
An argument. Huh. Well, then Teacher Suzanne's wrong. She said who cleans the bathroom.
Parents. Their parents. In their 20s, 35% chance they argue about their mom or dad somehow getting involved
the
in the
in-laws.
Relationship.
Yep.
In their 20s, maybe the in-laws, future in-laws, parents getting involved in the relationship. Usually doesn't end even in the 20s, though. Sometimes parents just get involved. How are you feeling, Hannah? Do you feel nervous for tonight?
It's a good type of nervousness. It's an excitement.
All right. It's the Brett Mega Show. Hannah has a big event tonight that she feels nervous about, and it's the St. Louis Headliner Awards. It's going to go down tonight. Where is it at? Somewhere fancy
it's
tonight.
It's at the Ritz. It's bougie.
It's bougie, bougie. Explain to everyone what the St. Louis Headliners is and how you're up for this big award.
So it's essentially like a People's Choice Awards. So the community and all the people in St. Louis vote for people to be nominated throughout all these different categories. So things can range from, you know, best business. So it could be best med spa, best bar, best air conditioning company. And then there's also sections where it's best people are nominated. So there's like a best, you know, tattoo artist, best TV personality, best radio personality, and that is the category that I have been nominated in for the second year in a row.
That's impressive.
Yeah, last year you had won this, and if you remembered last year when she was nominated, some people felt like people had like texted into the show, like we were talking about her being nominated. This was a big deal for Hannah. It was special to her, and people were kind of starting to get annoyed with us, like stop, Hannah doesn't deserve it, and. And then you end up winning it. And I remember I got to go with you to it. And you had only been in radio for like less than a year.
On this show,
as a full-time radio personality on-air host. And so everyone was like shocked that you had won it. And this year you're nominated again. Did you feel different because last year you were such an underdog, had only been a host for a year, now being part of the show for a few years, had won the award. Does it feel different?
It does feel a little different. And I question a lot about, you know, like, did I do enough this year? I felt like last year I had like a lot of like rallying around me and a lot of like fire under me because a lot of people were hating on me. And this year that I didn't get as much hate, I don't know that I talked about it enough.
Oh, you don't think you're going to be able to defend your title?
I am a little, honestly, yes.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I honestly am a little worried because I didn't talk about it as much, but I'm trying not to really focus on that. I'm trying to just focus on being proud of myself and thankful that I was voted by the people of St. Louis to be in the top three this year. I know I'm in the top three. The top three are the ones that get invited to the actual award ceremony. So I'm within the top three. So I'm holding on to the fact that I'm really proud of
and
that.
And you're with two legends in St. Louis.
Oh, I mean, know.
Yeah, who so else is nominated?
It's going to make you feel great.
I'm absolutely honored to be, you know, voted in with these two other people. The two other people that are nominated were Scott Rizzuto from The Point, a good friend, and then Courtney Landrum, another good friend. She's on The Arch.
I've heard of her.
Yes. Yeah. Kevin knows her well. Y98 knows Courtney Landrum very well. And I mean, they are both great people. They both have an absolute just like slew in St. Louis. They're like known so well here. They have like 20 plus years on me here in the industry. So the fact that I'm even near them is crazy.
But you don't want to lose to them. And I understand that feeling too. I mean,
don't want to lose, of course.
They're great
guys. I'm going
to say
something super controversial. Yeah. Go figure. I don't care if you win. Who cares if you win? Think about last year for a second. I think there's a reason you've talked about it less. Last year, you were going through this really bad breakup. It was like you guys were on again, off again. It was all messy. And I felt like you really wanted to win the Headliner Award because of everything else was going on. And you are in such a great place in your life. You have a new boyfriend, a new relationship. You're rocking. You are winning in life. Right now, I was thinking about this. I'm like, man, if you think back, I remember a conversation at the Headliner Awards. Hannah was talking about having a conversation with her ex and made her cry. We were talking about that at that award show. And now you're taking your new man to this award show. You're like this badass that's just rocking. And I remember you just said something on the air the other day, like, are you working harder? Like, yeah, I'm working harder on myself. Like, you don't need anyone to validate who you are as a person, because I am so proud of the growth that you've made this past year. Whether some award show acknowledges that or not is irrelevant. You should acknowledge it. You have had a year of growing as a person, as a professional, and as a sister, as a girlfriend, and as a colleague. You won. You already won it. Who cares what happens tonight? Because you are winning at life, and I'm so proud of you for that.
Thank you. That means a lot. I definitely am in just like a completely different world than I was last year. Last year, when I won, it felt great, and I felt proud of myself. But also, I just remember like that was a high that lasted for not as long as it should have, just because I had so much else going on. And I'm so excited to go into tonight. I'm so excited to bring my new boyfriend to this event.
This is his first like a work event,
right? It is. It's his very first time being thrown into the, you know, radio world, media world. And I'm so excited to be with him. But of course I want to win.
Yeah,
regardless, once again, I am so honored to be even with the two other people, Courtney and Riz. They're awesome. It's honestly... anybody who wins, I'm going to be happy.
I do think, like, after you had won last year, it was like you and me that were there. Mm-hmm. And then I had to go. Like, I like put my kids to bed. I got kids. And so you hung out and, like, mingled with people and had a cocktail. Tonight, you're going to be going home with some eye candy.
I know.
And so, and it's not me.
Which, I actually cleared that up.
Yeah.
No, I have an issue with that. I have a huge issue with that. That it's not me, and we're going to address it next on the Brett Mega Show. We were just talking about Hannah's up for this big award tonight. There's this huge award event happening here in St. Louis. It's the Ritz. It's called the Headliner Awards. It awards all of the people in our community. It awards businesses in our community. Awards people in our community. And Hannah's up for Best Radio Personality, an award she won last year. And I got to go with her, and I was so proud of Hannah when she won that award last year. And this year, Hannah's up again and nominated for the same award, and I am not invited. What's up with that? What happened? I got replaced. Last year, Hannah asked me to go with her, and now she's replaced me with some arm candy.
Yeah, this year I have a new boyfriend Julian.
Wow.
And he's never been to a work event with me, and so I thought, what better work event to bring him to than to just throw him in the deep end and bring him to one of the biggest of the year?
And what happened to me?
I only got one ticket.
Oh.
Well, wow.
I can one up Brett's betrayal a little bit because
okay,
I
stop.
I actually was invited.
You were invited?
I was. Hannah invited me about
over
a month
me
ago.
Too? Wait, wow. Then, you invited AB and didn't invite me?
And then she uninvited me without telling me.
Whoa. What is this? Hannah's face is like embarrassed right now.
I actually feel really bad about the AB one.
Wait, what?
All right.
What about, what?
Hey, I'm going to make Hannah feel better. Hannah did not invite me because she knew I would not go, and I appreciate that, Hannah. Thank you so much.
Kevin didn't even get invited.
That's okay, because she knew I would not attend.
So wait, you were invited over
yeah,
me?
Yeah, last time Hannah was at my apartment, she was like, this is the date of the Headliner Awards. I would love for you to come with me. And I was like, oh my gosh, of course. So I put it on my calendar. And then she came into the studio and was like, I have one ticket and I'm taking Julian, and told all of us.
Yeah, she did announce
and
it.
And I was so confused.
And you said, I'm going to take that off my calendar. And I had it on my...
Yeah.
I asked my wife, too, because we have three kids. I said, hey, will you put the kids to bed? I got to be at Hannah's award thing. I have, like, arranged... So I have, like, a babysitter coming over. You know, you paying the baby. What happened? You kicked this all out.
Yeah.
You got nothing?
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And... Hannah's been moving on with us, with the boyfriend. I asked Hannah, too. I said, Hannah, do you have this protein powder that I really like? And she, because she got it from Supplement Superstores. But Hannah and I go to Supplement Superstores all the time together, by the way. And the other day, she comes in and goes, I went with Julian to Supplement Superstores. I'm like, oh, you went with him to our place.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And I was like, kind of sad that she like went on a date with her boyfriend to our place. Like, it was our place. And I was like, that's cool. And she's like, yeah, I got all this new protein powder. I'm like, oh, what about that one you didn't like that you said I could have? She goes, what did you say? Say
it
out loud,
Deborah. Julian.
You gave it
oh my
to
God.
Julian.
So the man in your life has replaced the show in your life.
Yeah, you replaced mm-hmm. AB and I.
The show could never be replaced.
No, you replaced AB and I with Julian.
Yeah.
This dude's been around for how many months? 3-4 months? This guy's your protein powder, he's your supplement superstore guy, and he's your headliner date now? Wow.
I'm in the doghouse, guys. Wow. I'm in the doghouse.
You know what you
could
do? You can just do this. Justin Bieber,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you owe us an apology. When they say, like, you could have, like, mixed emotions, I'm, like, the definition of mixed emotions right now. I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm excited, I'm nervous. All at once. It's the Brett Mega Show. My son, who's 4.5, has his like first full day of school today.
Oh,
yeah. Last year he had gone to like somewhere where he'd like go for like two days a week, and it's like 2 hours. But now he'll be going every single day from this point on, and he goes for like almost like 8:30 to 1:00. He'll stay and miss lunch, and it's just so weird for me. To have a 4.5-year-old who's like going off and going to school, and I've been like the straight up cliche dad, like looking at baby pictures. And
oh
like,
boy!
Like, well, how did this happen to me? Yeah. And when did he get so big on me? And I'm nervous for him. This is like my worst nightmare, by the way, is because I don't like being on the sidelines. Like, I don't want to just do anything. And I really do feel like so much is out of my hands right now. Like, he's just going off and going to school and to grow on me. And I've seen, like, so many different... I feel like the For You pages, like, keep showing me, like, Nemo, like... When like Dory's
oh,
like,
yeah.
Where it's like, why? I told him nothing will ever happen to him, yeah. And it's like you don't want nothing to ever happen to him, and like it keep popping up. Like I do. I want him to go and experience the world, but I also just want to protect him and keep him in this bubble for like ever. And he's starting like a new school, and that makes me anxious and nervous because he is someone who doesn't really love being in new situations. He's definitely a more observant kid. And so he said, like, I'm excited and nervous at the same time, Dad. And one of the things he told me last night, he goes, what if I don't make friends? And it like, literally made my stomach turn and twist. And I just told him, you know, be patient. When you're ready to talk to people. But I think he's nervous to, like, approach people and make friends at a new school, especially because some of the kids have already gone there, and he knows that. And it sucks. It's like the weirdest feeling in the world because I'm so excited that he's going to school, but right. It's also like I'm worried, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. I'm trying to think of what to compare this to like try and help you out and give you advice on this. But like, you know, you, Brett, you're the type of person where you love to take big risk. You love to, you know, take a big jump, and if you fall, you fall. And I feel like this is the perfect
you know, thing for Theodore, your son, because he's taking a big jump. He's taking a big risk. I mean, he has to take the risk, but he's taking a really big jump. And for him, this could help him grow so much. You know, he could maybe break out of his timid shell and maybe, you know, grow to be more, you know, easily adaptable to situations. And I love that Theodore, like, I love who he is. And I love that, you know, he's kind of one of those people where you got to, like, he has
warm up to him.
I love that about him, but this might, you know, shift something in him, and he's going to be like a better, bigger brother at home. Like, this is great.
Exactly. You know, all I think about is, man, hold on to this moment, because pretty soon you're going to be like me. You're going to have your youngest in high school, your oldest in college, and you're like, man, I miss those times. But this is like this one of many firsts for him in school. And just tell him, hey, man, you know, you'll get through this. This is going to be great. And it's going to open up so much doors. It's always hard doing it the first time.
I was just talking to my wife, though, because my wife and I were high school sweethearts. And we met, like, walking around Target parking lots when I was working a shift and I was supposed to be working. And she'd just come visit me at work. And I was a cart attendant. And we'd just, like, collect carts together and just talk. And I go, man, we are a long way removed from, like, our high school jobs and parking lots, taking our, you know, our oldest, but our baby, to, you know, be a big guy and go to school. It's just like crazy how like everything comes full circle in life. And I remember all, and what's crazy about it for me as a parent is the rush of emotion it takes you all back on. Like all of a sudden I remember like getting backpacks and getting ready for school and all those excitements that you just forget those feelings that he's feeling, the nervousness and excitement of the outfit for the day, to meeting friends, who's going to be in your classroom, where do I sit, what do I do? And also like a weird stage of like something's changing. I have the blessing and lucky to eat lunch with my kids every single day because I start my job at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And so I usually am home for lunch and he won't be there for lunch for the first time.
Oh man.
And he told us that. He's like, will you guys wait to eat lunch? We're like, no, dude, you'll eat it at school.
We gotta eat too.
Yeah, we gotta eat.
You'll eat at school. And he's like, wow. And like, I think that realization hit him. Like things are changing in our family, in our life. And that's great, but also like kind of sad. Like it won't be the five of us sitting around the table anymore, you know.
But then you'll have like a special feature when he gets home,
right?
So you might not be there for lunch, but now when he gets home, you guys are going to have a new extra like special part of your day where you get to recap all the things he's learned and experienced.
Yeah, mom already got like a special activity and a snack. She's on it. I'm like, all right. Yeah, super excited about that. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
We finally have some answers to like some of the biggest questions of Taylor and Travis and their engagement. I'll tell you all about them next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So I feel like everyone's just been fiending to know more information about Taylor and Travis's like engagement era. As the days progress, naturally, we've been getting more information, actually. And I feel like one of the biggest questions that I think we all had, I think we talked about it like literally the day after they got engaged, was, did Taylor know? Was this before the New Heights podcast? Was it after? Were there Easter eggs in the New Heights podcast about when they were engaged? And we found out, I think I was right. I don't know if we have a clip of it somewhere, but they actually were engaged to right after they did the New Heights podcast. And the reason being is because Travis was proposing to Taylor freaking Swift. She's a busy girl. She's a smart girl. It's Taylor Swift. Like, it's just, she's not an easy person to propose to. So as they were filming the New Heights podcast that took hours and hours, Travis was having people at his house setting up the flowers and setting up everything to look good. And so that right after they left, they went back to Travis's house just like they normally would. He asked if, you know, she wanted to go outside to have some tea, coffee, or whatever, and then she walked out into...
He must have been freaking out the whole podcast.
I don't believe it.
Oh, that's crazy. I totally believe it.
I don't believe it. I think, like, these
you
are...
You think
like,
he was allowed to get away with anything else? It's Taylor Swift.
No, I think, like, she's a busy person. He could have had people set up flowers and roses for that cool in his garden, in his backyard, whenever. Mm. Like, she's always busy. Mm-hmm. He didn't need to stage a podcast. I also think, like...
I don't think he staged the podcast. I think he actually did want to have her on. I mean, it was
very
beneficial for him.
This is the right time. This is the perfect time because we're both away together.
Why would they lie?
I don't know. They're not the ones coming out and confirming this. This is like tabloid gossip that people are like, oh, it has to happen during the New Heights podcast. I don't believe it. Yeah, I don't believe it. I have my doubts. I don't think it happened during the podcast.
I thought from the beginning it was right after, and sure enough, I believe it is to be. And
headphone
then this
indentation in the hair, Brett.
Hair and makeup was done. Yes, all these things are adding up. And then the second biggest question I feel like people are having is about the wedding parties. And once again, we did a segment about the wedding parties. But what's funny to me is that we were so focused on, okay, who's going to be Taylor's bridesmaids, that we didn't even like question whether or not Jason is going to be the best man. And so he actually just joined this podcast and he said that he hopes to be the best man. But Travis has a lot of friends. But also I feel like Jason Kelce is really, really smart. And so I feel like he's really doing his best to like hype up Travis and Taylor to get that best man spot.
They are unbelievably supportive of each other in both of their outlandishly successful worlds.
Yeah.
You're listening to somebody describe your brother and you're hearing how like she fully understands why Travis is like an incredible human being. And like the human exclamation point was like the best way I've ever heard Travis described in my life. I think it's like such an accurate statement.
Yeah, keep gassing him up so you get the spot as best man.
There's no way that Jason's not the best man.
Yeah, I would bet a lot that he is, but he doesn't apparently know for sure yet. Or maybe he's lying about that too, conspiracy.
I think the way Jason describes like how Taylor makes Travis feel is adorable and super romantic, and he's like a huge, probably arguably one of the best centers of all time with a big beard. You know, like he couldn't be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
more manly. But then the way he talks about love is so like gentle and awesome.
Yeah.
It's just the cutest, most awesome thing ever.
He just loves his brother. It's so sweet.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
I want your opinion on this, so jump in on this conversation. If a marathon runner knocked on your door mid-race, still having like the race tag on, race number, it was like, oh, my God, it's an emergency. Can I use your restroom in the middle of a race? Would you allow this person in your house? 855-444-MEGA. So you can call us at 855-444-6342. What do you do in this situation? AB, you had like almost like you had seen this. Like,
this was going viral with a bunch of people asking their friends what they would do if somebody just showed up at their house for this.
What would you do, Hannah?
Okay, cancel me, call me Karen. I don't care what the situation is. I'm never letting a stranger in my home. Congratulations on running the marathon, but you stopped at the wrong house. I will let nobody into my home. I have negative trust issues with everybody. I'm not
Has a serviceman never walked into your house before to do like the internet, to fix something at your house?
That's planned, and I know that they're coming from the company.
Maybe.
Like, no,
they give you a window that's like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
If I call,
nobody knows when that stuff's happening.
If I call a company and schedule someone to come out and fix a TV and they give me a time frame, that's cool. I'm expecting a visitor that I know is from a trusted company. They can come in.
Sometimes that window is
a stranger knocking at my door. It doesn't matter the time frame.
I think I would let them in.
Hell yeah,
because I would just be so confused.
And because of it?
I would feel awkward saying no, so I'd just kind of be like, okay. And then I'd let them in, but I wouldn't let them like roam the house. I would kind of take them to the bathroom and make sure that's all they're doing, and then I would walk them out.
And give them a bottle of water.
Yeah, I think that's it. Okay.
Everyone's in.
You guys are so naive.
I was going to be the only one.
If it's a marathoner, okay, running
you
by your house.
That's a good little act they can put on.
But no, that's what I'm saying. You know there's a marathon going on around your house.
There's all these.
It's also a really good time to steal. And pretend like you're running the marathon.
Exactly.
Like, print out a little number.
Look at that. No, that's brilliant.
But I would still let him in because I'd be like, I can't believe you're asking me this.
My wife hates this about me because I am literally like, open up the door to anyone who comes in. I'm like,
yeah, and you have children in the house.
Yeah, she should hate that.
I'm the worst. But I tell you what, I'm a nice human being, guys. I'm a good guy. That's what I am. I'll tell you why. There's people running down the street.
Yeah.
If this person is going to put on a fake badge and then be dripping in sweat. You can tell if someone's running a marathon. You don't just half run a marathon. You run a marathon. This person's dripping in sweat, out of breath. It has the look of like, oh, my God, I have an emergency. An accident's about to happen. If they're going to do all of that, take my stuff. You're good. Like, here's your Oscar and all my TV. Like, no one is doing that.
Yes, they are.
Who?
The marathon thieves. Haven't you heard that?
I trust nobody. No one is allowed in the house.
No, I think you let them in,
too.
That's
crazy. That's rude. What if this person has an accident?
You can help this person possibly get their second wind
and
win the race. Now, how cool would that be that when they get their medal, they're like, I couldn't have done it without you.
That's the closest I'm ever going to be to running a marathon.
Yeah. Without you in this house, I never would have made it.
Right. My ass is never running a marathon.
Right.
Yeah. All right. What would you do in this situation? Are you like the good folks of the Brett Maga Show, AB, Kevin, and myself? Or are you Miss Conspiracy Theory Hannah over here? 855-444-MEGA. If a marathon runner knocks on your door, mid-race, you see people running by the neighborhood. He's like, please, 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 can I use your restroom? What do you do? 855-444-MEGA or 6342 to give us a call. What do you do when a stranger knocks at your house in a panic saying, let me in? That's kind of the question we're asking. And three out of the four of us said, come on in, stranger. We are the Brett Maga Show. We are commercial free. And the question everyone is asking is, if a marathon runner wearing their marathon badge mid-run knocks on the door in a panic, says, hey, can I use your restroom? What do you do? If there's any marathon runners out there, because none of us run unless there's danger. What do you do? Do you knock on people's houses? Is this something the marathon runners have to do?
I have to imagine you sometimes will run by gas stations or places like that because there's a lot of people. They're going to have to go to the bathroom somewhere.
Yeah. And so what do you do if you knock on someone's, house? Do you let that person in? 855-444-MEGA. Kayla, what would you do? I said I'd let this dude in. Come on in.
Yeah, 100%. I'm a big people person. I'd be like, hey, bro, come on in. Use my bathroom. Take some water. Here's some Gatorade. I even have apple juice. I'm a mom. I got all the snacks.
Wow.
Kayla's got snacks for like this guy.
He's like an extra rest stop on the marathon.
Scared.
I love it.
No, Kayla gives me faith in humanity. Fueling this man up, like, or woman up, like Kevin said, these snacks and this apple juice that he has gotten from Mama Kayla, all of a sudden is going to help him win the race.
We're going to win this together.
Thank you so much for the call, Kayla. I love that. Sonia, what do you do in this situation if a stranger knocks on the door, says, I'm in the middle of a marathon and got an emergency. Can I use your restroom?
Well, first of all, I live on a dead-end street, so I don't believe there's going to be a marathon.
He's taking a shortcut.
Sketchy. Sketchy.
Okay.
Back it. If I did live on a street where there could possibly be a marathon going on, I would, because I'm a camper, I would just get out my little porta potty camping unit, let them go in there, sit on the 5-gallon bucket.
That's crazy.
That's funny, though. You know, we do that, too, because my kids have it when they're like going out and they're learning to use a bathroom. I got one of those. You think I just bust it out?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Stay out here, bro, and I'll get the little porta potty thing for you.
You can go, but not in here.
I would recommend that they go to my neighbor's or something.
Like, my neighbor's bathroom just got remodeled. Go to the next one.
Yeah.
Quinn, what would you do if a marathon runner knocked on your door mid-race and said, hey, it's an emergency?
Yeah, I would absolutely let them in. I was talking to a doctor I work with this week about this. And, you know, we were talking about how there's heroes and bystanders, right? And how most of the world are bystanders. So most of the world mind their own business. They don't want to get involved. I'm one of those dumb, blind heroes. I'm going to get involved no matter the risk. I don't care if it's a marathon runner. I don't care if it's a person covered in blood screaming at my front door. I'm going to let them in. I'm going to call the police. I'm going to get them help. And it drives my husband crazy. He's like, mind your own freaking business.
My wife's like that. She's like way more just like stay in my own little bubble. And I'm like, how do I get involved? I like literally seek it out.
Well, we're heroes, apparently.
Yeah. You know, that's great.
I'm a proud bystander.
Hey, we've got a superpower. And that superpower is we'll let you use our restroom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like everyone has a superpower. Like people are like, oh, I'm the man of steel. I'm the man of bathrooms.
There we go.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.